Hello and welcome to another Fifi, Fev and Byron catch-up special. Time to relive some of our favourite moments. It was a momentous occasion earlier this year as Fev joined the men of Melbourne for a life-altering procedure.
Now, guys, I've come to a grinding halt in my life.
Oh, dear, what's happened?
I'm going to lose something that I've had the ability to do for my whole life.
Kick snags?
Since I was about 13, I would think.
Yeah.
Footy.
No, I'm playing footy, Hastings. Get down there.
What are they? The Panthers?
I think the Lions? The Blues.
The Pigeons.
You don't know what they're called?
Hastings, the Blue.
I think you play for a lot of teams.
Mate, literally everywhere, man. I've been around the traps. Don't worry about that. I've played in more footy clubs than you've probably had hot dinners.
I was going to say something else,
but I thought about not. Yes, I'm going to lose something. So
lose something?
Yes, Broxy. And I'm a bit scared because I think that it's going to do something to me. I'm going to lose my manhood.
What? What's happening? What are you talking about?
I'm going to get the snip.
Whoa!
Mm.
Fair.
Alex said you need to snip it.
Hang on.
I don't think it works. I don't think you'd lose the...
Well, I don't know. Do you? Does something happen? Like, what happens? I don't know, Boxy. I need some help here. And I'm very scared. Because I've got four beautiful daughters and I think it's time
you hang the boots up. No, you hang your boots up, but you put the pool stick back in the rack.
The queue in the rack.
Put the queue in the rack.
I mean, Fee, can
put
you
the turtle back in its shell?
For those, I mean, you know, kids in the car, this would be Fev's ability to have little babies.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Fev, if you are nervous about it, you're worried about it, Leon Shergren, our executive producer, has just given me what's involved in the procedure. Do you want me to talk you through it?
No.
So what's going to happen is...
Is it an operation? What happens?
Yeah.
So you go under. I don't mind that.
Actually, I don't know with a general. I have a feeling... can I just quickly say, 13, 10, 60, if any guys have had the procedure...
And it's just, does anything change?
Yeah. Are you happy with it? Or did you regret it? Because you know what I've heard a lot lately? I just hear about men reversing the procedures.
Yeah, and you know how painful that is?
Well, I've heard that's particularly painful.
Apparently. Because I know, because we've just had a baby now, and obviously Alex is, we're two months in, she shut up shop. But I've seen Alex around me. She's going to regret it.
She's only human.
You do make beautiful babies, so I can see that would be difficult. But essentially what's going to happen, Fev,
doesn't go anywhere near me.
The small tubes in your scrotum.
Oh, yes. It's a good chat. That's okay. I don't want to be really careful. They're not at school.
Here.
It's fine. No, they might be in the car. No, they're adults.
They're in the air conditioning. Everyone's just driving around the block.
Listening to Fox on Alexa.
So those small tubes that carry your little swimmers.
Yes.
Big swimmers, whatever.
I had a sort of Grant Hackett style.
Like a swim.
Yeah. Okay.
So the tubes that carry those swimmers, they're cut off or locked, essentially.
Let her go through it.
So they're just cut. They cut those tubes.
Yeah.
And they will no longer be on their way.
So what happens? They just die.
Just so you know,
they just die? What happens?
No, they just... Oh, you're right. Do they just hover there in the...
Is it like a volcano ready to... How does it go? Because they'd have to go somewhere.
It doesn't affect... Just so you know that... I don't want to be too graphic here, but the swimmers are separate to the pool.
Yes, okay.
The pool that they're swimming
in. So you still get excited.
So you still get the pool water.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You just don't get...
The filtered.
The swimmers that are in them. There you go.
Filtered water. It's like an orange juice. Instead of having the pulp, I'll have no pulp. I'll have freshly squeezed.
I think we nailed this.
That's great.
And so anyway, I've got to do this. I don't know what to do.
There's calls coming through already,
Fee. I want to hear from guys. What's Fev in store for? And has anyone regretted it and gone backwards? And how? Apparently, that's very painful.
All right, 13, 10, 60
just in case.
Is the number.
Have you had the snip?
I was thinking, Fief. I'm thinking of doing the same thing. I might go in with Fev.
I'll give you a tip, and I'll give you. I'll save you a bit of time.
Going together?
No, I'll give you a bit of save you a bit of time going to the doctor's. You're really old. You don't swim anymore.
101.9 The Fox.
So, Fev, you are considering having the snip?
Yes. No more babies.
And we've just asked the wonderful men of Melbourne to call in if they've had it.
Yeah, because I'm a bit worried, Boxy, through it.
I know,
whether you lose your mojo or not.
I have in front of me some factual information that says it in no way
just
affects
your
manhood.
Bagels.
I know, I can't. My bagel's gotten quite messy.
Uber Eats, dangerous.
Okay, so move the bagel and read the notes.
Anyway, no, it in no way affects your manhood.
It doesn't at all.
That's what I'm being told. But manhood. Let's ask men who have been through it.
What do you mean? So he'll still feel like a...
Yeah, we know. Well, Byron, we don't need to go there. Just... There's little ears in the car.
Zane in Yarraville. Hey, Zane.
Oh. How you going?
Good, Zane. Now, Zane, you've had the snip?
I had the snip last year, about May of last year.
Ooh.
How'd it go, mate?
Well, we've got two under four when we had it. Me and my wife just said, that's enough.
That was a rash decision.
No more. So you've got two choices. One, you can go local, which is just numb the area, or you just get knocked out. And I said to my wife, there is no way you're going to numb the area. Knock me out.
Yeah. So you can go for that option.
Yeah. You can. I had a friend of mine who went for that option, and he had his daughter, his two-year-old daughter and his wife in the room talking to him, and I'm just like, that's just weird.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have done that.
But the biggest tip I'll give you, Feb, is when you do it, and it changes your life. The grass looks greener, the coffee smells nicer. In the 3 months between having the snip and getting the all clear, I sort of said to my wife, hey, listen, the surgeon, he's a specialist, he's a professional. He said, we need to do it like 100 times in the next 3 months. Right. We've got to really keep doing it.
And
the myth lasted for about a week, and she said, he's lying, and I'm like, yeah.
That was just a gag from the doctor, Fief.
Hey, don't worry, Zane, I like it. It hasn't, there's been no ball games being played for about 6 months.
Okay.
Zane, thank you for that advice.
No
Feb.
Home runs hit, mate.
Now, this is interesting.
Put the cue in the rack.
I think you need to hear this, Feb, because we've got Courtney from Lilydale, obviously a female. But Courtney, you have a story about your dad who had the snip.
I do.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, guys. How are you? So, Feb, just a heads up. My dad had his done 2 years before I was born.
Oh, hang on.
What's Mum been up to?
No. Well, that's a funny thing. She, I was...
So what's
dad actually
there?
Goes, best surprise ever, well, but
not what
up.
I paid for.
No. Look, small country town, maybe it was the vet, I don't know.
Yeah, but... vet? Hang on, the small country town, I think there's a lot more to this story.
There are things you haven't been told, Courtney, but thank you for your call. Wow, that didn't work.
Well, no, maybe there's way, I don't know. Anyway, Wendy.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Wendy Lang Warren. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Wendy. Now, Wendy, you work for somebody who does
I
the snip.
I certainly do. Dr. Nicholas Demijuk, Dr. Snip, if you Google him up.
Dr. Snip.
Dr. Snip.
Oh, Feb, look, everything in your life is sponsored. Can we just have one thing that's not? I mean, are you going to go, thanks Snip. To Dr. Snip?
Geez, they branched out there. So what does Dr. Snip, he's the best in the business, is he?
He certainly is. He's been doing the procedure for over 35 years now, Feb. Now, the best part of our procedure is you get a stubby holder and a chocolate frog at the end of the...
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
You're a big Dustin. Herculean man, you know, you're a real man, Feb. You're all man.
Some might say a brute.
You are. You know, if you conjure up the definition of masculinity, you'd see a
brute.
Photo of Brendan Favola in the dictionary.
He is a man, a real man.
And speaking of your manhood, you've been talking about it the last few weeks.
I mentioned it once.
Well, you know, you mentioned it twice, and then you wanted to chat to someone about it, so we got receptionist from Dr. Snip. Dr. Snip, apparently he's a doctor
original
in Melbourne.
Name.
Snip Snips. And
performs that procedure which prevents you from being a dad.
You were talking to Hughesy about it the other day. Now, we got a message on Facebook from Guy from Hoppers Crossing, and Guy has gone, I will do this with Feb. I've got Guy on the line. Are you there, Guy?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good, Guy. So you're ready for the snip too?
I've been ready for a couple of years, I guess. I've just been putting it off.
And reasons why you've been putting it off?
Pretty much the same as you, Feb. The same
pain.
Hesitation.
Do you have kids already?
Yeah, I've got two older girls. Yeah,
two girls. You don't want to go again?
No. I'm getting a bit long in the tooth now, so I thought it's time to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, it's similar to Byron.
No,
yeah,
that's not true.
Byron's not interested
too. You said you were thinking about it,
Well, no,
Byron.
I'm thinking about it just a bit about me being long in the tooth is not true, but I may well get the snip at some point.
What I like about this, though, Guy and Feb and Byron, if you want to join in. No, because I understand your nervousness and trepidation.
Yeah, I'm very nervous.
But to do it, I'm thinking this, to do it together. Like
so me and Guy go in and get our snip
moral
together.
Moral support, you and Guy. And, I mean, if there's anyone else who's thinking about getting it done or
what
made
you,
the decision
what
and
are you doing?
They just haven't followed through with it.
What is this?
Well, we're going to have a party.
better than a party, Feb. A club.
A club?
I'm thinking we get a club of men like you that have gone, yeah, I'm going to get it, but a bit too reluctant or, shall I say, scared to get it done on their own, and you all go and get it done together.
Right. Is there a joining fee? Do we get paid?
No, but there's a jingle. You don't want another son. Time to snip it. When you're finished with your gun, you must snip it. Come join Feb and have some fun. And snip it. Snip Club!
Snip Club.
Guy Feb, welcome to Snip Club. Do you like it?
I love it.
I mean, Guy, only if you really had made the decision.
So Guy
really
and I are going to do it together?
Yeah, if you...
Are you up for that?
You committed to it.
I'm up for that.
Okay.
I love this. Next week, guys, I'll get you 101.9 The Fox. Phones are in absolute meltdown. What have we started? I didn't expect.
What have you started?
I'm sorry, what have I started? Just on the back of Fev, for the last couple of weeks, as mentioned, he's decided to get the snip.
Alex decided.
Well, I love that. And it's often the couple. You both decide and go, this is what's right for us.
No, a couple works. The wife decides and you go, yes, honey. Happy wife, happy life.
And because you've been saying, Feb, you were a bit nervous and just
very
concerned
nervous
about it.
I lose my mojo.
I found you, Guy, from Hoppers Crossing and said, why don't you boys, the two of you, go in and create, and I created this snip club for you. And we just said 13, 10, 60, if anyone else... any guys out there have made the decision and they want to do it, they just need to follow through. Join Fev's Snip Club.
So you've set up Fev's Snip Club, and thank you, Fee, for the opportunity. And
do
you
also stay a club, like after we get it done?
Yeah, and you're just bonded for life. Yeah,
just a real bond.
You've even got jingles. And look, Fee's really thought this through, so here we go.
Snip Club for men
we can
who
have reunions.
It's great. It's really because for any guys who have decided they want to do it but just need the moral support to have somebody to go in and do it with, who better than Brendan Favola? And I expected a couple of guys. The phones are in meltdown. And I'm now wondering if you all go into, say, Dr. Snip, like how many can Dr. Snip do in
Well, this is a good
day?
Question for Dr. Snip.
Well, Dr. Snip's going to be wrapped.
We could have.
Make a
at the
fortune.
Moment, there'd be a queue going around the corner. Daniel, also from Hoppers Crossing. What's going on there? Daniel, are you ready? You've decided that this is something you want to do, get the snip?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, have you got kids?
I've got 3 kids already, and about 2 months ago, the wife told me that she's pregnant with our 4.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, well done.
She's very excited.
You're very quick to get the snip after that announcement.
Hold the line because we cannot confirm.
She's still got a bun in the oven. I'm snipping.
There are that many calls. Hold the line, Daniel. I mean, you're inundated.
Arguably, Daniel's got another 7 months to relax.
he's not in any danger of having another one.
No, Sherry in Endeavour Hills. Sherry, are you nominating somebody?
I am.
Does he know that he's been nominated?
He'll be listening to this, so I'm sure he does now.
Okay. Is this your hubby?
Yes, Angelo.
Angie!
And how many kids have you got, Sherry?
We've got baby number 5 on the way.
Oh, wow.
I love you've got number 4. You're incubating number 5 and you've got him down at Dr. Snip.
how many months are you?
I'm 7 months.
7 months.
Wow. Oh, stuff.
Poor Ange.
Ange, if you're listening, you are in Fev's Snip Club.
But
congratulations.
I get it. Sherry's at the pointy end there going,
yeah,
never again.
I'm done. She's absolutely done.
Matt in Sunbury. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Fev. How are you?
Good, Matt. Would you like to join Fev's Snip Club?
I would love to. I've actually, it's quite a funny story. Over probably the last 5 years, I've actually inquired probably about 3 or 4 times. Got the email back from Dr. Snip and just haven't had the balls to progress with it.
Ah,
Maddie!
So you're like that guy, you know, when going to rehab. Like I did it and you go, you inquire.
Yeah.
And they come back and go, nah, I'm not doing it.
Yes.
Nah. Yeah. And then I'm not doing it.
Oh.
You see the stubby hold at the end for Evan. You go, mate, that would be great conversation around the barbecue with the boys, but then you're chicken out when you get the email through on your inbox. You go,
I just love Dr. Snip sending you reminder emails.
Now, Maddie, we'll get the snip together. Come to be involved in Snip Club. We'll get a big photo taken together with our stubby holders and our chocolate frog. We'll go have a beer and you can talk about that around the barbie.
Snip
Mate,
clubs.
That sounds fantastic.
Cheers.
Let's get the jingle together. Again.
Let's close out with a jingle. You don't want another son. Time to snip it. When you're finished with your gun, you must snip it. Come join Feb and have some fun. and snip it. It's gone off.
I don't think I'm finished with my gun yet, though.
Well, hang on. Well, gee, there's a plot twist.
I feel like Matt.
Maybe you're rushing into this.
The Fox.
I do want a chocolate frog, though. 101.9 The Fox.
Snip Club, Snip Club. Time for Snip Club. Don't want to know the kids, so it's time to get it done. Snip Club, Snip Club. Join the Snip Club. Don't want to have another son.
Yesterday, after the show, Feef, it was the moment for Fev and members of Fev Snip Club.
Yeah, the Snip Club, fronted by Fev.
Yo.
The other Snip Club members.
And the boys.
Shout out to Guy, Angelo, Matt, Nathan, James,
George.
And George. All went in to see Dr. Snip. Now, I was getting lots of messages via Byron and Leon yesterday, updating me on what was happening. And wow, you've been through quite a procedure there, Fev.
Yeah, Boxy, we obviously set it up earlier. Went to Keysborough, had a couple of pots, had a nice Palmer, some fish and chips, and then we travelled about a couple of k's down the road. Walked into Dr. Snip. So there was a couple of guys in there.
And were you the first from Snip Club? Our Snip Club.
I was first off. Yes. So the leader's always going to go first. You've got to show the boys the way. And I went in and. This is how it all panned out, Boxy.
What I'm enjoying is, and I've been told that Dr. Snip wanted to have a consultation with you first, so he sat you down.
I'm not about meetings.
And let's hear.
He obviously doesn't listen to the show.
Dr. Snip, try to talk you through the procedure.
Now, Feb, seriously, do you want to sit down and talk to me first? A few questions.
No.
It might be a good idea.
I'll probably pull out if I ask too many questions.
Really?
Yeah.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's just get it done.
All right. Now, you've read all the details of that consent form. Have you there, Fev?
Yeah.
Excellent.
It says if you stuff up, I can sue you for loads.
That's right. All right. Hop up. Lie down. Sit back. Relax.
Where's that whistle? I'm going to pass out. I get like blood tests and I pass out.
Really?
You're
a fainter.
Okay. I'm a fainter.
Slide down a bit. You're a big
guy. God, I'm bloody shaking. I don't even whistle. Byron's never seen me so vulnerable. This is awful.
Do you want me to hold your hand, Brendan?
No.
Do you want to try? Just hold my hand. How's that going? Come on, Brendan. We can do this.
Okay.
It was intimate in there with you, Fev, lying half naked on a bed, Byron.
I didn't realise there'd be so many people in
there. Yeah, the side of you.
Charlotte.
Cameras. I mean, I've seen some of the video footage. It's unmissable.
It's part of the problem is it wasn't intimate. It was so full on, and there were too many people in there.
It's a procedure that it's very personal.
Oh, very.
And I've pretty much had about 10 people in there.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you did have too, Fev? You did request the green whistle.
Yes, I did.
That is it's a very legal drug.
A
heavy painkiller that gets administered. Up next, we're going to hear the procedure as it happened. Listen to Fev's commentary of his own.
This is a bit I don't remember, Boxy.
I think the nurse should have kept a closer eye on him. He had way too much of the green whistle.
At one stage, his denture fell out.
It's coming up. 101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Yes, the Snip Club descended upon Keysborough yesterday, had a pot and Palmer at the Keysborough Hotel, then walked over to Dr. Snip, where you and your fellow comrades in the Snip Club, Guy, Angelo, Matt, Nathan, James and George, all sat in the waiting room. The captain went in first, Brendan Favola.
Wow.
He's lying there. Dr. Snip has surgical gear on, wanted to have the meeting.
No meeting.
Now, you were given the green whistle, which is it's a pain-relieving drug that helps people go through a local anaesthetic procedure like you were going through.
Yeah. Mm.
So let's hear. You are actually going to hear the procedure as it happens. Byron is in there.
Yeah.
Leon, our executive producer, narrating this as it happens.
Laying on his back, very graphic, more just
pantsless,
totally naked, not wearing anything.
I thought there might have been like a little sheet.
No
like
sheet.
The sheet goes up. Obviously, like the same as when Alex had the Caesar. As it goes up, you can't see anything. No.
No, and you were in a very different hemisphere with that green whistle.
The green whistle definitely affected him, and he was sort of, by the way, lathered up strangely before.
Oh, don't even go into that.
It was like a soapy.
Who was lathering you?
That was Dr. Snip.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway.
Very uncomfortable.
Here's how it went.
Whoa. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I am looking.
What's going on?
It's like a...
Byron, stop slipping over it. Hey, Byron.
Yes,
can you have a swig of that?
I'm not having just a swig of that.
Just for fun.
No.
It's going to sting when it hits your chin.
Oh,
don't jump, Brendan. It's very important you don't jump.
Well, maybe you don't stick a needle in my ball sack and I wouldn't jump.
Oh, and his tooth's come out. So,
where's Wally?
He's up there. Have a look.
I think I found him. That hurt. Ah! Hey, Dr. Snip, while you're holding
now,
on...
Now, Byron, here, we've just pierced a hole in his scrotum there.
See that?
Ripping a hole in his scrotum.
Whoa.
Can you feel that, Brendan?
I'm right here. This is a serious question, Dr. Snip.
Yep.
Now, when you've cut, do you look and go, ooh, black market, they could have been worth anything?
He's wondering if there's a black market for his actual sperm.
Don't think so. I'm pretty sure there isn't one.
No, this could have gone on a black market and made probably $500 million.
$500 million for Fev's sperm.
Hey, Byron.
Yes, Fev.
Make sure I haven't bottled any of it. Dr. Snip, I want a double vasectomy.
Can you feel much at the moment, given you've been sipping that green whistle for a while, Fev? Are you still with us, mate, or...?
Mate, I've been in the business for 75 years, Byron. I haven't felt anything for 9 months.
It never makes sense.
Did you turn into Sam Newman at the end?
I was trying to... I think I must have been... But you know, Julia Morris always goes 75 years in the business. Yeah. I don't know why that can't... Well, I was off.
Jeez, you had too much of it.
I was off my head.
Now, Fev,
I can't remember any of that.
How do you feel now?
I've got tears in my eyes. $500 million. Sold myself short. I'm sore.
You're black and blue?
Yeah. They're sore. Tender. But that's okay. I think it lasts for a couple of days. So I'll push through and it's done now, which is great.
Now, remember, the one thing that you were looking forward to was you were promised
sex.
By Dr. Snip for a while. You were promised Fredo Frog and a beer stubby. Now, a stubby holder. Now, can we hear the moment?
It was emotional. Yeah. This
after
was
the
huge.
Results when Fev has walked out of the procedure room.
Yeah, fellow members of the Snip Club are waiting for him at reception.
The whistle's sort of worn off by now.
Fellow Fev Snip Club members, the job is done. Yay! Here is your president, Brendan Bavola.
Guys, I didn't have the green whistle. It didn't hurt at all.
Just quickly, Fev, an emotional presentation. The I Survived Dr. Snip T-shirt. Well done. Fev Snip Club. What a moment.
And there's your bag of goodies with the genuine Dr. Snip stubby holder.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it's all about. That's the only reason he did it.
And they got Fredo frogs in all of those.
Oh, the chocolate frogs in there.
Yeah, it was a great little show bag. To be honest, Dr. Snip does a great job. Mm. I think it's 66% of Melburnians have had the Snip
with
done
Dr.
there.
Snip.
Yeah, it's extraordinary
and
stats.
11% of the men in Australia have all been done by Dr. Snip.
Really?
They have a big vasectomy convention, don't they?
Yes, he leads a vasectomy convention. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
be a fun chat. But no, it was amazing. So thanks to the guys out there. It was fun. But if anyone ever tells me it doesn't hurt...
Now, Fief, do you think it was smart of us to upload the full video of that to fox.com.au?
Absolutely. I want to make it clear, you can watch the procedure as it's happening with not necessarily seeing parts of Fev that you can't unsee.
Yeah, that's still disturbing enough.
I don't believe co-hosts should see each other's nude body in any way, shape or form, so I'm relieved.
Fox.com.au. Go there now and check it out.